Hey, thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Curry here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So May is official Smile Month, and Sunday, May 7th is World Laughter Day. So here are seven fun facts to remind you to laugh and smile, maybe just a bit more often at work. First off, a study cited in Psychology Today found that servers who smiled more often received 18% higher tips than their more stony, sour-faced counterparts. A smile is the facial expression most visible from the farthest distance. Did you know you can spot a smile up to 100 feet away, 30 meters? One more reason to remind your frontline employees to smile. Smiles are thought to have evolved as a way of sending the message, I am showing you my teeth to indicate that I mean you no harm. Yet another reason for your customer service people to smile. A study cited in that fabulous, fascinating journal, the International Journal of Humor Research, found that laughter helps jog our memories. So the next time you can't find a file at work, just start laughing. Another study from the same journal found that laughter activates specialized brain circuits in people listening to the laughter, which results in a more positive emotional state that mirrors the person laughing. People who hold a pen between their lips, thereby forcing a smile on their face, find cartoons funnier than people who don't. And finally, a University of Maryland study found that laughter increases blood flow by 22%, prompting lead researcher Michael Miller to suggest that 15 minutes of laughter a day is probably very good for the old vascular system. So there you go, seven pretty darn good reasons to smile and laugh at least a little bit more. And now my fun at work tip. Speaking of laughter being in, a bank in the U.S. holds laugh-in lunches. Pretty simple idea, but hey, it's a fun idea. Every Friday, the employees gather with their bag lunches and watch an old classic TV sitcom from the 60s or 70s. And the deep thought of the week from Anthony Burgess. Laugh and the world laughs with you, snore, and you sleep alone. And in It's a Wacky World, here are some of the most outrageous calls received on British Columbia's Ecom 911 emergency line. These are actual phone calls they have received. Of course it's an emergency. I need the number for a local tire dealership. My roommate used my toothbrush. My building's air system is too loud and I can't sleep. I need help. My son won't put his seatbelt on. And finally, yes, it's an emergency. The coffee shop is refusing to refill my coffee. Okay, that one I almost buy. That's a legitimate emergency. As always, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, to sign up for the print version of this, where you will then get a bonus resource, 340 ways to put humor to work, and cruise by thehumoradvantage.com to check out my latest book, The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank.